I'm going to tell you where to open your Bibles in a few moments, but I want to talk to you about it first because I don't want the normality to get a hold of you, of familiarity to get a hold of you, because he's about to show us something that will cause things to happen supernaturally.
Yes, sir.
Now, you just can write this down. Stepping into the supernatural overflow. Stepping, this is what all this week, that's what we've been building you up to. And tonight I'm going to surmise all you've been taught.
Yes, sir.
In these words, stepping into the supernatural overflow. Now, don't take that as a piece of candy. See, it says supernatural overflow. And that's not just in provision, that's in the first aspect of it is now the things of the Spirit bespeak all the time aware of his supernatural presence. Number one, his supernatural presence is always with you.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's the first thing. You got to realize that and hold on to that. And then there is his supernatural provision. Mm-hmm. He knows how to provide.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all know that?
Yes, sir.
He ever provided anything for you?
Yes, sir.
Then I want you also, what we're about to deal with, I'm going to deal with three or four verses, but they're pregnant as the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will try to bring it out of me tonight. I'm yielding as much as I can. Supernatural protection.
Yes, sir.
Is here. And here come another one. What we're going to deal with tonight is a supernatural promotion. And God always, you can't function in the supernatural. The supernatural always have a divine purpose. So I want you to have those things, because when I show you this verse, stepping into the supernatural overflow, remember that word. And we're talking about supernatural manifestation and demonstration are ready to flow in your life.
Yes. Amen.
Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You're not going to leave this camp meeting and go back home and live the same way.
Amen.
You cannot do that. You heard too much, and there's too much power and too much glory in this place.
Yes, sir.
And another thing the Lord told me to tell you is revelation is no good without a relationship.
Yes.
Yeah, you got when a revelation comes, you got to let your relationship flow with it.
Yes.
Because the two need to be together.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
John's Gospel, chapter 6. I believe that this is one of the most dynamic insight of the supernatural that ever been given on the face of the earth.
Right.
I mean, we got the entire Bible, I know that, but the Holy Spirit pulled this verse out. And I've preached from this chapter, and I've preached from these verses. And this verse consists of, I count the words, 15 words.
Yes, sir.
That I think wrap the supernatural where you can understand it. If you get this verse, you're going to live some kind of life. You see,
yes, sir.
This verse is beyond statistics.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And once you get it, you will never have to live by the status quo anymore.
Right, sir.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
It's beyond every suggestion. You know, people like to make suggestions, you know. Well, I don't know if you can handle it. No, it's beyond that.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to live beyond suggestion the rest of your life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's going to rape substitutes out of your life. You're about to get raped tonight. You're going to rape substitute. Where God wants you to have something else, and you take something else smaller. Talk about these little mini house. I won't talk about no mini house.
Yes, sir.
I'll turn them off the screen. Turn it off. I don't want to see that. I don't see nobody hustling to get through a door.
Yes, sir.
That ain't God. So statistic, status quo, suggestion, and substitute are all hindrances to the supernatural overflow. Because you're saying that there's something that God can't do, all right? In John's gospel, now if you've read this many times, chapter 6, verse 6.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Verse 6 is a supernatural overflow revelation waiting on a relationship. Absolutely, this sixth, of course, Tom, but it's see. This sixth verse, my brother and sister, as the Lord revealed it to me, cannot be stopped. You need to meditate it. You need to investigate it. You need to ask questions about it. Let me read it. It's Jesus, and Jesus had spoken some word to them, and he said, and this, the author explained it, and this he said to prove him. Now look at the last part of the verse. Now that's supernatural. If that's not supernatural, go home and call somebody else. Listen, he said, for he himself knew what he would do. That's a wrap. How many of y'all believe that's a wrap? Yeah. See. When you understand that, that covers all territory. That covers demons. That covers deliverance. That covers doubt. That covers everything. In the supernatural, you can't get in a situation where you don't win.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So everything that is hindering you anyway, tonight, it'll be cleared up by knowing that signs, wonders, miracles, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost are waiting on you.
Yes.
And guess what? Tonight.
Tonight.
You're going to arrive where they're waiting at. This verse has 15 words in it, but it's so powerful. Conversation, suggestion of doing the thing another way, or how can this happen? It disturbed the disciples, so they were all shook up. We're going to read about that. But the verse, the author, the Holy Ghost, and this, he said, he asked you a question. To prove him. But he already knew what he's going to do. Could it be up in here on the line, every situation, could it be that Jesus already knows what he's going to do about the situation, how he's going to do it, and he don't have to ask nobody permission? There's nothing on the line tonight. There's nothing in your life tonight that this voice do not answer. Everything, I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what it is. I don't know how big you think it is. I don't know how long it have lasted. But tonight, the Lord wants you to know you're stepping off in his supernatural overflow zone where nothing will ever stop you again. Anything that challenges you, you will go to this voice and say, oh, I don't know what to do, but he knows what to do, and I'm with him. Give the Lord praise. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
In this one verse.
Yes, sir.
In this one verse.
Yes, sir.
Sit down. Let's go through it for a minute. Look at the first verse now. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him. And what they followed him for? Because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. All diseases up in here and around the world receive a miracle tonight. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with the disciples, and the Passover feast of the Jews was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, here we go. See, you ask some questions now. Well, when should we buy bread that these may eat?
Yes, sir.
Now, you know what he's saying? Well, watch what I'm about to say now, because this is going to haunt you. This is going to haunt you. Are you really hooked up?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Do you really know who I am?
Yes, sir.
Do you know I never step into a puzzling situation?
Yes, sir.
Come on now, take that personally.
Yes, sir.
He's asking you that. Do you don't think I can't handle that, what you're dealing with? You don't think I can handle the rest of the years you're going to live? You don't think I can keep you in an overflow zone when there's a depression?
Yes, sir.
See, now, I can't move from that. Y'all got to talk to me.
Yes, sir.
See?
Yes, sir.
Sometime I let you get in the jam to show you my overflow.
Yes, sir.
So stop crying and praise me. Praise is an overflow activator. Praise stir up the supernatural. Somebody give him some praise. Hallelujah. Stir up the supernatural. Now here's what he's saying. I'm listening. Here's what he's saying. You must know tonight, as you step in the supernatural overflow, there is no problem that I cannot handle for you, with you, and through you. Because he says, sometime I'm going to let you do it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you what to do, and I'm going to stand back and let you do it.
Yes, sir. All right.
Sit down.
Hallelujah.
When shall we buy bread? That's in red, in the fifth verse. When shall we buy bread that these may eat? Look what he asked the question for. And this he said to prove him.
Yeah.
To prove him. Now Jesus wasn't asking the question, where can we get some bread from? For he himself knew what he was going to do. Here come another one now, Philip. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. I saw it, Lord. I saw it. The supernatural have nothing to do with sufficiency.
Right.
The supernatural respect no supply.
Yeah. Come on, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you understand that statement?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see, the supernatural has no insufficiencies.
Right.
Whatever it takes. Come on now. We're not just talking about this story. See, what we got to do is stop reading the Bible as a history book and let the Spirit unfold a mystery to us, because the Bible is not talking about Philip. It's talking about you. You got to get this stuff out of your mind. I can't handle this.
Right. Yes, sir. Thank you.
In the supernatural, you do not calculate.
Right.
The numerical system is invalidated in the supernatural.
Yes. Good.
Because the number can turn out whatever you and him needed to be.
Yes.
Oh, man. Do you see where you're going tonight?
Yes, sir.
For the rest of your life, all the stuff that's been taught you this week, for the rest of your life, you're going to know every time something come up, it look crazy, you know you're about to step in another overflow of the supernatural. God about to cause a miracle to happen for you. God is about to work a wonder and a sign in your life. And the gifts of the Holy Ghost going to be to your rescue. You need to know that tonight. You need to know you'll never be stuck again. You've been told you're a supernatural being. You're supposed to function in the supernatural. And we call the supernatural overflow on the scene tonight. So you ready to shout? Your just enough days are over. You heard me? Who heard me? Who heard that? I heard, you heard that? Your just enough days are over. You can't live in the supernatural with just enough. What kind of supernatural that is? Yeah. I just got enough.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Say, my just enough days are over. I'm supernatural. I'm going to walk in the supernatural. And I believe, and I am, tonight, stepping into the supernatural overflow. I dare you say I'm ready. All right, sit down. All right. You said it. All right, you say I'm ready. So Philip, you know, he tried to explain it. Then another one in the 8th verse, one of his disciples, Peter's brother said unto him, there's a lad here would have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. I bet you emphasized small. 2 small fishes. And then he asked the question. Look at the end of the 8th verse. See, because all of this is the Holy Spirit is taking us in supernatural territory with the small fishes. Philip made his statement. You see, that all them statements, you got to stop making them.
Yes, sir.
See, they're there not for you to make them, to see not to make them.
Yes,
all right. You watch that 6th verse.
Yes, sir.
All right. And he says, so there's a lad, the 9th verse, there's a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?
Yeah.
And Jesus said, suck it now. Yeah, Jesus didn't pay your little crying no mind. When you get up and start walking by faith, you and I are going to do this thing.
Yes, sir.
You're whining and you're crying and all that. Jesus ain't paying nobody. And Jesus said, all right, y'all through?
Yeah.
That what you asked? Y'all through?
Yeah.
Y'all through with this little mess here? Now, let's step off in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Y'all through trying to figure this thing out?
Glory to God.
Are you through trying to figure things out in your life?
Yeah.
Tonight, I'm going to try to crucify that in your life, that you can come into a supernatural resurrection knowing that God is real and that he's powerful and that he can handle any situation. No matter what it looked like, children. It looked bad here. All these 5,000 people that bought 2 boys and complained, we just don't have enough.
Right.
Don't you ever say you don't have enough. His name is Jehovah Jireh. What I said? Meaning. What his name is? Don't you forget that name. Every time things look tight, just say it about 6 times. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. You caught him on the scene because he can't. God can't go below his name.
Yes, sir.
And if your faith released that name, something got to happen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look what happened here. Sit down again. Hallelujah. Those 15 words, I want you to hold on them 15 words in that six verse. They are so powerful. The Holy Ghost stirred me up this afternoon and said, those six words, 15 words, I want them to have that and let them know it always will take them in a supernatural overflow because the Lord never is jammed. If it's not that, baby, I'll make it for you. Let me give you a for instance, because I think you could understand it. If there's a store you like to go to and it's too far, he'll be one closer.
Yes, sir.
Now, the company thought that they had the idea to come.
Yes, sir.
But the Lord was just doing it for you.
Yes, sir.
See, y'all, if you don't think like that, if you don't think like God did this for me, if you can't. Don't be thinking just about the banana, baby. I'm talking about the whole store. Just, see, that's the way God wants us thinking. He don't want us to think scarcity.
Yes, sir.
He wants us to think surplus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
I am a surplus child of God. Say it. Hallelujah. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't just have supply.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But I have surplus.
Yes, sir.
That I can help somebody else with their supply.
Yes.
I'm a supply helper.
Yes.
See, that zone, that's that supernatural zone we're talking about, that overflow zone, that all the week the Lord been working up to it, and now he bring me to this one verse.
Yeah.
Then there's another one got to go with it. But I want to finish this one because I want to get to them 12 baskets.
Yes, sir.
Didn't make no difference. And it wasn't just a 12 basket. 5,000 men, women, and children had eaten from those five fish. And then got 12 baskets left over.
Yes, sir.
Is that supernatural?
Yes, sir.
See? Now, if you want it to happen, you got to put it in his hand.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all gonna sit on me?
Yes,
see, they had to put it in his hand. Because them boy was trembling. I'm gonna run me. Because these people gonna get angry. Jesus said, give it to him.
Yeah.
Then Jesus had the audacity. The bread had not multiplied. The fish had not multiplied. Jesus said, tell them, sit down. Set the table.
Yes, sir.
Something's going to happen here in a few moments. It don't look like it, but I'm about to tell you something. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Your table is already set. Why? He said, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your shortage, in the presence of your situation, in the presence of your enemy. From now on, your cup gonna continuously run over. Are y'all here or what? Y'all hearing this? Y'all understanding this? Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. For the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever.
Glory to God.
My cup runneth over. Say it. Never look at scarcity. Watch what happened here. I love the master.
Yes, sir. I love him.
I like that 10th verse. Jesus said, make the men sit down. I'm tired messing with y'all. Now, there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down. The number about 5,000. And Jesus, you're the supernatural. And Jesus took the loaves. And when he had, Well, look what he did.
Yeah.
Give him thanks. Now, here's a secret here. Here's a secret. You give thanks before it happens. Because you know it's sure going to happen. So you say, thank you, God, I got that. Thank you, God, for doing this for me. Don't see nothing. No. Everybody talking different, but you got inside information. Because your supernatural is stirred up on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
The supernatural works from the inside.
Yes, sir.
So circumstances and stuff on the outside don't mean nothing. Demon and all, they don't mean nothing.
Hallelujah.
All right, I got to get this, man. Oh, my goodness. Almost a half hour already. Listen. My God. And Jesus took the, sit down. And Jesus took the loaves. And when he had given thanks, don't forget to give thanks. He said, I'm not going to serve the people. I'm putting y'all unbelieving hands. And he distributed it to the disciples. And he said, Philip looked at the other boy and said, man, this bread multiplying. Look at y'all. He wants you to see it. But he wants you to see it tonight. Hey, hold your hand out. He wants you to see that bread, whatever, in your hand. He wants you to see money multiplying in your hand. Provision. Those hands supposed to have multiplication in them. But you got it. That's why he put it in their hand. See, the supernatural, he's not going to just go and do it. He want to pass the supernatural through you. Are you ready to receive it?
Yes,
yeah. Because he wants you to feel it.
Yes, sir.
He wants you to recognize. Once you understand how you operate, you're never going to have a problem anymore. Because you know that these hands can multiply stuff.
Yes.
He put it in their hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He wanted them to see the hand looked like an amp and something else came in.
Yeah.
Fed 700, bread still coming, fish still coming.
Yes, sir.
I see it happening to you right now.
Yes,
put that there. Some more coming. Put that there. Some. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Holla out. Some more coming. Hell, glory.
Oh.
Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
He wanted to pass it through their hand.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
God wants you to have plenty. He won't pass through your hand.
Yes.
God will multiply things in your hand.
Yes.
So you can feed other people who don't understand.
All right. Yes, sir.
Sit down a minute.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus took the loaf, and when he had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciple.
Yes.
Not the people, the disciples. And the disciples of them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as
yes, sir.
Where your budget at? I'm going to snatch your budget out your hand tonight. Budget. That came from the world system. Bob ain't got no budget. Well, two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. When I'm in the midst, I'm about to make something happen.
Yes, sir.
Supernaturally.
Supernatural.
Many supernatural things going to happen for you all at this camp meeting.
Yes,
how many going to go on and on? You're going to be happening to next year. You're going to be all kind of things going to start happening. Because the Holy Ghost is going to bring some of these thoughts back to you,
yeah,
and you're going to yield to it, and manifestation and demonstration of the Holy Ghost, miracles going to work at your house. Miracles going to follow you from this day forward.
Yeah.
Signs and wonders going to wrap their arms around you, and wherever you go, they're going to go with you from this day forward.
Yeah.
Everything about to change. How many believe it? Everything about to change. I'm preaching the gospel of change. He who sent me can do it. Everything about to happen to you. I'm a supernatural child of God.
Supernatural.
I live a supernatural life.
Hallelujah.
All right, let me try. I'm trying. Sit down again.
Hallelujah.
You're stepping into the supernatural flow. Overflow. It was at the flow, now we're going to the overflow.
Yes, sir.
All right. And now it said, as much as they would, 12 verse said when it was filled. These are he said to his disciples, now wait a minute, what fragment? Wait a minute. As much as they would, and they all was full.
Yes.
And then Jesus said, I'm gonna show y'all some boys. Remember y'all making all them complaints up there? He said, now gather up the fragment that remained and nothing be lost.
Wow.
Well, supposed to have no fragment.
Right.
Therefore they gathered them together and filled. Hallelujah. How many? 12 baskets. What it started with? Five what? Can you see the 12 baskets?
Yes, sir.
No, y'all don't see
it.
Can you see the 12 baskets?
Yes,
happening in your life?
Yes,
no, you don't see it. I'm gone. I'm gone. Do you see the 12 baskets? Do you see it's time for you to stop messing around with the fragment?
Yes, sir.
12 baskets. What we started with? But those five loaves, what is five fish or five loaves?
Five
loaves and two small fish, right? Ran into the supernatural overflow. I don't care where you're from, what state you're from, what city you're from, but from this night forward, you're going to run into supernatural overflow. I speak that on you. Listen, man, you're not going to be Philip.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be Andrew.
Yeah.
You're going to be Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Because you and him was one.
Yes,
and you're going to have the overflow, baby. I'm living in the overflow.
The
rest of my life. And I'm not talking about no work. I'm not talking about no job. Dumb 12 bastards didn't come from no job.
Hallelujah.
12 bastards left. Now, here's another thing, then I'll give you some points to take home with you. Here's another thing. Sit down. Here's another thing. I think Junior touched on this verse. But I want you to go along with these 15 words we saw in this sixth chapter. Now I want you to go to, let me make sure where is it here. Because it carried a same connotation. John chapter 2,
yes, sir.
Verse 5.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, wrong verse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I think about 13 words. His mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he saith, unto you. Now, thank you, Lord. Turn to John 6:63. Whatever he says to you,
yes,
not what somebody else come say to you.
Yes,
talk about they prophesy.
Yes, sir.
You done went to a meeting and somebody done prophesied something that wasn't in the spirit, and you going home and trying to do it.
Yeah.
Whatever you know, because if it's prophesied, even if the prophecy is not said to you, it's no good. Once it prophesied, if it don't say it to you, it's no good.
Yes, sir.
See, John, what they had to do, oh Lord, I thank you for this Holy Ghost. What they had to do is when Mary told them whatever it says till you do it, Mary was telling them, let it turn into a rhema. Let it not just be words, but let it turn into a rhema word.
Yes,
see, let it be a word alive to you.
Yes,
trust him. But I said, trust him. You see how I tie in with John 6:63? Look at it. Right there, the Bible laid out for you.
Yes, sir.
It is the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak unto y'all. No, you. They are spirit. And they are life. In other words, they are supernatural. Once the word is spoken to you, it's a supernatural word from God to you.
Yes, sir.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
That's why he said meditate.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Look at Joshua 1:8. Look at Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and day and night. You're meditating so it can speak to you. And then after it speak to you, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. And look what it said at the end of this verse. I love this verse. Look what it said. For then God, the priest, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. Nobody can stop you from being successful. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. You know what happened. That water turned to wine, didn't it?
Yes,
all right, sit down. Let me give you this point. I'm going to close here in a minute. Yielding beyond your feeling. Knowing how to wear the supernatural yoke. Matthew 11. It's by Revelation 11:27-30. Come unto me, all you that live in heaven. There's a supernatural. See, there's a supernatural yoke. I'll tell you something else. There is also supernatural stronghold.
Yes.
See, stronghold not just on the negative.
Yes, sir.
There are certain strongholds you build in the supernatural that the enemy can't get in. He ain't the only one can build a stronghold. God can build a stronghold.
Yes,
and God's stronghold is bigger than his stronghold.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Being willing, and that's Matthew 11:27-30, because I'm just run through this now. Being willing to leave your ignorance about the supernatural behind. Behind you. Don't take it. Don't y'all, none of y'all lead you over that ignorance.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Talking about I can't make it.
Yes.
Look at 1 Corinthians 12:1. The gifts, the manifestation can't wait for you. If you don't be ignorant of the things of the spirit. Mm-hmm. That's what that first verse say. Let your ignorance go about it. Not concerning spirits or gifts, brethren. I will not have you ignorant. Not concerning the supernatural, brethren.
Yes.
I will not have you ignorant.
Yes.
I'll do whatever it takes to get you where you need to go. I'll give you a word of wisdom that nobody else see what it is, but you see it. I'll give you a word of knowledge. I'll give you a revelation. I'll give you a discerning of spirit not to go that way, go the other way. I'll give you a prophecy. I'll give it to you. You know, it already come from me. I'll give it to you. See, the nine gifts are your supernatural escort. They escort you into the supernatural. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Isaiah chapter 11. Amen. There's a sevenfold anointing that operates in the supernatural.
Right.
Sevenfold. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the supernatural have divine government.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I have something I'm going to do tonight, going to confirm this. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to hold y'all down when we do it. Because I feel a little vibration right now.
All right.
But that's something I've done some years ago. I don't know how long I did it. And it's in a strong anointing. And I'm going to share some of it with you tonight to close this sermon out. I'm about to close now because I want to get to that. That might be what God, tapping into the supernatural anointing on daily basis.
Yeah.
Isaiah 11, 1 to 2, you'll see them. Luke 4, 18, Acts 10, 38. The next thing I want you to have, two more things. Prayers that ask for release of the supernatural in your life at any given situation.
Yes,
no matter what threatens you, who against you, Acts 2, Acts 4, 29 to 33. I wish I had time. Those are prayers that provoke the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Say, Lord, they're threatening us. This world is trying to threaten us right now.
Yes,
I'm not with them. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I'm connected somewhere else. Now, also remember this. You have to release your faith for the supernatural on daily basis. For the spirit will not move without faith.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
All right. Matter of fact, the Bible even talking about 2 Corinthians 4:13. Look at it. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Look at it right quick. Then we're going to do our thing. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it's written. I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Stand on your feet. Now what you're about to do now is to enforce everything every speaker spoke to you. When you start doing it, everything every speaker spoke to you, you're going to start manifesting in your life. All right? Now, you're going to have to open your mouth when we start. Yeah, I don't know how we're going to work it out. I'm going to just tell him, start playing it. You listen and start saying the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Play the first one.
All right. Concerning worry and fear, make these confessions.
Come on now.
I'm the body of Christ.
I'm the body of Christ.
And Satan has no power over me.
And Satan has no power over me.
For I overcome evil with good.
I am of God.
And have overcome Satan.
For greater is he that is in me
than he that is in the world.
I will fear no evil.
For thou art with me.
Lord,
your word and your spirit,
they comfort me.
I am far from oppression,
and fear does not come near me.
No weapon formed against me
shall prosper,
for my righteousness is of the Lord.
But whatsoever I do,
will prosper.
For I am like a tree
that is planted by the rivers of water.
I'm delivered from the evil
of this present world.
For it is the will of God concerning me.
No evil will befall me.
Neither shall any plague come near my dwelling.
For the Lord has given his angels charge over me.
And they keep me in all my ways.
And in my pathway,
is life and there's no death.
I'm a doer of the word of God.
And am blessing my deed.
I'm happy in those things which I do.
Because I'm a doer of the word of God.
I take the shield of faith.
And I quench every fiery dart
that the wicked one bring against me.
Christ
has redeemed me from the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness
or disease
to come upon this body.
Every disease.
Germ.
Every virus.
That touches my body.
Die instantly
in the name of Jesus.
Every organ.
Keep on.
Of my body.
Function
into the perfection
to which God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction.
I forbid
any malfunction.
In my body.
In my body.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer.
And I overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
I overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I'm submitted to God.
I'm submitted to God.
And the devil flees from me.
And the devil flees from me.
Because I resist him in the name of Jesus.
Because I resist him in the name of Jesus.
The word of God, is forever settled in heaven.
Therefore,
I establish his word upon this earth. Great is the peace of my children.
Peace of my children.
For they are taught of the Lord.
They are taught of the Lord.
They are protected.
They are protected.
They are wealthy.
They are wealthy.
They are healthy.
They are healthy.
They are anointed.
They are anointed.
Wholeness.
Whole.
Nothing missing.
Nothing missing.
Nothing broken.
Nothing broken.
In the life of my children.
In the life of my children.
Go ahead and pray then. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say glory.
I don't know how many years I did that, but you heard the word virus was in it? All right, part two. Play part two.
Hallelujah. Now, concerning my weight and weight control. I don't desire to eat so much.
I don't. Come on.
I become overweight.
Come on.
I present my body to God. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Which dwelleth in me.
Which dwelleth in me.
I am not my own. I am bought with a price.
Therefore,
in the name of Jesus,
I refuse to overeat.
Body, settle down.
In the name of Jesus.
And conform to the word of God.
I modify.
Put to death the desires of my body and command it to come in line with the word of God now.
Now you really want to shout? Play part three.
Now concerning my material need.
Christ
has redeemed me from the curse of the law.
Christ
had redeemed me from poverty.
Christ
had redeemed me from sickness.
Christ
had redeemed me from spiritual death.
For poverty,
he had given me wealth.
Money cometh to me now.
I am a money magnet. I am out of debt.
My knees are met.
I have plenty more to put in store. I am prosperous.
I am rich.
I am wealthy in the name of Jesus.
My money cometh now.
Money cometh now.
I have promotion now.
I have increase now.
In the name of Jesus.
Money cometh to me now.
For sickness,
he has given me health.
I am the heal,
protecting my health from sickness and disease.
I will live and not die
with long life.
I'm satisfied with.
And I know God,
centurion,
deliverer,
preservation,
salvation.
For death,
he has given me eternal life.
I have eternal life with God.
I am anointed
to live
a long, prosperous,
healthy,
wealthy,
whole life.
Whole life.
It is true unto me.
It is true unto me.
According to the word of God.
I delight myself in the Lord.
I delight myself in the Lord.
And he gives me the desires of my heart.
He gives me the desires of my heart.
I am out of debt now.
I am out of debt now.
My needs are met now.
My needs are met now.
I have plenty more to put in store.
I
have given.
And it is given unto me.
Good measure.
Good measure.
Pressed down.
Pressed down.
Shaking together.
Shaking together.
Running over.
Running over.
Men given to my bosom.
Men given to my bosom.
With what measure I meet,
it is measured unto me.
I sow bountifully.
I sow bountifully.
Therefore I reap bountifully.
Therefore I reap bountifully.
I give cheerfully.
I give cheerfully.
My God has.
My God has.
Made all grace abound.
Made all grace abound.
Toward me.
Toward me.
And I have an all sufficiency.
And I have all sufficiency.
For all things.
All things.
Do abound to all good works.
Do abound to all good works.
There is no lack.
There is no lack.
For my God supplies.
My God supplies.
All my need.
All my need.
According to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Because Jesus was made poor.
Because Jesus was made poor.
That through his poverty.
That through his poverty.
I might have abundance.
I might have abundance.
For he came.
For he came.
That I might have life.
That I might have life.
And have it more abundantly.
And have it more abundantly.
And having received abundance of grace.
And having received abundance of grace.
And the gift of righteousness.
And the gift of righteousness.
I do reign.
I do reign.
As a king in life.
As a king in life.
By Jesus.
By Jesus.
The anointed one and his anointed.
The anointed one and his anointed.
The Lord has pleasure.
The Lord has pleasure.
In the prosperity of his servant.
In the prosperity of his servant.
And Abraham, blessings are mine.
Abraham, blessings are mine.
God.
God.
We believe.
We believe.
We receive it.
We receive it.
We believe.
We believe.
We receive it right now.
We receive it right now.
We have what we say.
We have what we say.
We are the redeemed of the Lord.
We are the redeemed of the Lord.
And we have what we say.
And we have what we say.
He cannot be denied.
We cannot be denied.
Come on and give him praise. We're not through yet.
Next part.
Now concerning wisdom and guardians. The spirit of truth abide in me.
The spirit of truth abide in me.
And teaches me all things.
And he guides me into all truth.
Therefore, I confess I have perfect knowledge.
Of every situation.
Of every situation. And every circumstance. That I come up against. For I have the wisdom of God now. I trust in the Lord with all my heart.
I trust in the Lord with all my heart.
And I lean not to my own understanding.
I lean not to my own understanding.
In all my ways.
In all my ways.
I acknowledge him.
I acknowledge him.
He directs my path.
He directs my path.
The Lord will perfect that which concerns me.
The Lord will perfect that which concerns me.
I let the word of Christ dwell in me richly in all wisdom.
I let the word of Christ dwell in me richly in all wisdom.
I do follow the good shepherd.
I do follow the good shepherd.
And I know his voice.
And
the voice of a stranger I will not follow. Jesus.
Jesus
is made unto me wisdom.
Righteousness.
Righteousness. Sanctification.
Sanctification.
And redemption.
And redemption.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I confess I have the wisdom of God.
I confess I have the wisdom of God.
And I'm the righteousness of God.
And I'm the righteousness of God.
In the anointed Jesus.
In the anointed Jesus.
I'm filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will.
I'm filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will.
In all wisdom.
In all wisdom.
And spiritual understanding.
And spiritual understanding.
I'm a new creation in Christ.
I'm a new creation in Christ.
I'm his workmanship.
I'm his workmanship.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I have the mind of Christ.
I have the mind of Christ.
And the wisdom of God.
And the wisdom of God.
Is formed.
Is formed.
Within me.
Within me.
I'm the redeemer of the Lord.
I'm the redeemer of the Lord.
Whatever we say.
Whatever we say.
It is so.
It is so.
Angels.
Angels.
Are going around.
Are going around.
Right now.
Right now.
And they are working.
They are working.
To bring the path.
To bring the path.
Every word.
Every word.
From God's word.
From God's word.
That we'll say out of our mouth.
We'll say out of our mouth.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's working. I say it's working.
It's working.
Look at somebody and tell them it's working.
It's working. Tell somebody it's working.
Get ready. I've put off the old man. And have put on the new man. Which was renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created me. I have received the spirit of wisdom.
I received the spirit of wisdom.
And revelation.
And revelation.
In the knowledge of him.
In the knowledge of him.
The eyes of my understanding being enlightened. I'm not conformed to the world.
I'm not conformed to the world.
But I'm transformed.
But I'm transformed.
By the renewing of my mind.
By the renewing of my mind.
My mind.
My mind.
Is renewed.
Is renewed.
By the word of God.
By the word of God.
Shout again. Now concerning my comfort and strength. I'm increasing in the knowledge of God.
I'm increasing in the knowledge of God.
I'm strengthened with all might.
I'm strengthened with all might.
According to his glorious power.
According to his glorious power.
I am delivered from the power of darkness.
I'm delivered from the power of darkness.
And I'm translated into the kingdom of his dear son.
And I'm translated into the kingdom of his dear son.
I am born of God.
I'm born of God.
And I have world overcoming faith.
I have world overcoming faith.
Residing on the inside of me.
Residing on the inside of me.
For greater is he that is in me.
For greater is he that is in me.
Than he that is in the world. I will do all things.
I will do all things.
Through the anointed one.
Through the anointed one.
And his anointing.
And his anointing.
Which strengthened me.
Which strengthened me.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
The peace of God.
The peace of God.
The shalom of God.
The wholeness of God.
Which passes all understanding.
Keep my heart.
And mind.
Through Christ Jesus.
Things
which are good
and pure
and perfect
and lovely
and of good report.
I think on these things. I let no communication, corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth. But that which is good to the edifying.
That
administer
grace
to the hearer. I grieve not the Holy Spirit of God.
I grieve not the Holy Spirit.
Whereby I am sealed.
Whereby I am sealed.
Until the day of redemption.
Until the day of redemption.
I speak the truth of the word of God.
I speak the truth of the word of God.
In love.
In love.
And I grow up.
And I grow up.
Into the Lord Jesus Christ.
Into the Lord Jesus Christ.
In all things.
In all things.
No man.
No man.
Shall take me out of his hands.
Shall take me out of his hands.
For I have. Eternal.
Eternal.
Abundant.
Abundant.
Life.
Life.
Now.
Now.
I let the peace of God.
I let the peace of God.
The wholeness of God.
The wholeness of God.
The shalom of God.
The shalom of God.
Rule in my heart.
Rule in my heart.
And I refuse to worry about anything.
I
cast my care on God.
I cast my care on God.
Because God cares for me.
Because God cares for me.
Cares go.
Cares go.
Now in the name of
now.
Jesus. I will not let the word of God.
I will not let the word of God.
Depart from my eyes.
Depart from my eyes.
For his life to me.
For his life unto me.
For I found it.
I found it.
And his help.
His help.
And healing.
And healing.
To all my flesh.
To all my flesh.
God is on my side.
God is on my side.
God is in me now.
God is in me now.
Who can be against me?
Who can be against me?
He has given unto me.
He has given unto me.
All things.
All things.
That pertain unto life.
That pertain unto life.
And godliness.
And godliness.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I am a partaker.
I'm a partaker.
Of his divine nature.
Of his divine nature.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Not a doubter.
Not a doubter.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
And these signs.
And these signs.
Do follow me.
Do follow me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I cast out all demons.
I cast out all demons.
I speak with new tongues.
I speak with new tongues.
I lay hands on the sick.
I lay hands on the sick.
And the sick do recover.
And the sick do recover.
I am anointed.
I'm anointed.
Jesus give me the authority.
Jesus give me the authority.
To use his name.
To use his name.
That which I bind on earth.
That which I bind on earth.
Is bound in heaven.
Is bound in heaven.
Satan, I bind you.
Satan, I bind you.
You are bound.
You are bound.
That which I loose on earth.
That's what I loose on earth.
Is loosed in heaven.
Is loosed in heaven.
Therefore.
Therefore.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I bind the principalities.
I bind the principalities.
The power.
The power.
And the rulers of darkness of this world. I bind.
I bind.
And cast down.
And cast down.
Spiritual wickedness.
Spiritual wickedness.
In high places.
In high places.
And render them harmless.
And render them harmless.
And ineffective.
And ineffective.
Against me.
Against me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I loose angels.
I loose.
Go now.
Go now.
And bring forth my harvest.
Bring forth my harvest.
Go now.
Go now.
And bring forth my promotion.
Bring forth my promotion.
I walk in the favor of God.
I walk in the favor of God.
And in the comfort of the Holy Ghost.
In the comfort of the Holy Ghost.
Favor coming.
Favor coming.
Promotion coming.
Promotion coming.
Prosperity coming.
Prosperity coming.
Abundant life coming.
Abundant life coming.
Now.
Now.
Angels go.
Angels go.
Quickened by the word that I have spoken. And go.
And go.
And bring it to pass now.
Bring it to pass now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Go ahead on pray this.
Listen. I'm going to figure out a way to get that to you. They're working on it. I know my team will know how to get it to you. And so I don't know how they're going to do it, Leroy. Yeah. But so you can have them. I think it's five of them, isn't it? I didn't go through all of them. How many?
Look on the screen.
Look on my screen. All right, there you go. All they got to do is look at it. They do that? Suppose they don't know how to use their phone. If you don't know how to use your phone, I can't help you. But I want you to have that.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know what year that was. This is the way it happened. My daughter's out of town with her children in the Olympics. And that's why she's not here. Well, she called me. She called me and said, Dad, she says, there's a prophecy and confession you made years ago. She said, do you remember? I said, no. She said, I'm going to send it to you. I got to send it to you in five segments. And I listened to that thing. I said, wow. And then my wife was talking to me. My wife says, well, maybe you would get it right, write it down, and maybe you can say it over them tonight. But I said, no, because there was a certain anointing on that. For that time, and I wanted to turn it loose with that same anointing. So you have it, you could have it, you can make part of it, you know, sometime and things like getting out of hand, you just turn that thing on and start talking. All right. Well, Carolyn and I, you know, we recognize what you're doing and we look at your face, your expression, we saw how much freedom you had. That you wanted to do that, like Leroy said, results. Results mean so much. And we're going to bless you. We expect for you to receive from these seed. In Genesis chapter 12, it talks about Abraham anointing. And it said, who blessed Abraham, God said he would bless them. I think that self-same anointing is on Money Cometh and on the apostolic financial assignment that God have given to Carol and I. So we're just going to bless you tonight and pray over you, those of you online, those of you here, and we'll just use your seed wisely.
Yes.
Just bless. I mean, I saw how freely, how fast, how happy people were giving, even online. You all were here giving, and we've come a long way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, come a long way. Is that come that close to just almost $1 million, just like that? And look what time it is. It's amazing, man. We receive it. Now we're sawing in. We're celebrating 50 years, June 5th, married. I said we celebrated, and I said 48 years of ministry.
Yes, sir.
And then Sunday I'll be 75 young. A lot of stuff to celebrate. So we're excited with you. We get a lot of testimonies of people who are really getting manifestation from our churches that are under us, and then from people personally, always letting them know how many great things are happening. Businesses, a lot of businesses have taken off because of that anointing. And so just keep expecting and keep doing what God tells you to do. You're going to be fine. We're going to stretch out our hands towards you and bless all these seeds. You can't, oh, go ahead, darling.
$400.
You got it, Buck? Let me pause you a moment. I'm not much of a. Is somebody coming? Yes, sir.
$200.
$200, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Y'all ready to be blessed? Now, if I pray over you, the money gonna come, you know. Y'all send me them testimonies. Send me them testimonies of what happened. You know your seed, and then some miraculous things gonna happen in your finances. I declare, and I'm not just praying, I'm declaring and decreeing that miraculous thing gonna happen in your finances, and you're gonna have a testimony like you never had before about finances. Father, we bless these seeds right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless them with the money cometh mantle and the money cometh anointing be upon each seed that was sown, each ministry that's sown into this appreciation tonight. We receive it with grace and we release the grace upon all the people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Do you all got one? Give it a mic.
Well, it's wonderful to be in a meeting like we had this week.
Yes.
And it's really, really wonderful. And the things that you've heard that we, I pray that each one of us will not let them slip. Because in this time and this season, we need the supernatural.
Yes, ma'am.
And so in order to do that, we're going to have to put our other things behind us and focus in on the things of God that will keep us and hold us and bring us to positions where we need to be and we're supposed to be. So, the blessings of God be upon you and all those people that are online. The blessing of God will be on your life too. Once we apply the word of God the way that we were taught this week. So y'all have a safe trip back.